The economic recovery means there's more money to be spent in this year's budget, and state lawmakers are wasting no time in allocating it. The House's $75.3 billion spending plan is $1 billion more than what Governor Rick Scott proposed in his budget. House Appropriations Chairman Seth McKeel says the governor's math is just a suggestion.
Certainly, relative to the question about the governor's proposal, the governor has done a great job for our state, and he's provided a lot of great recommendations, some of which we picked up in this budget, others that we didn't.
In this, an election year, the governor has proposed salary increases for most state employees. But under the House plan, most of those workers won't see any additional salary boost. The big winner when it comes to dollars may be education. The House is requesting a $208 per student increase in funding. All told, that means K-12 education costs taxpayers $14 billion next fiscal year. State leaders have called it an historic amount of spending, but it's not the most money the state has ever spent. Prior to the Great Recession, the state's per-student spending had topped $7,000. This year's increase only brings that amount to $6,988. While Democrats claim not to be impressed with the education budget, they're downright salty about health care. The state is planning to spend more than $30 billion on health and human services next year, with $22 billion of that funding Medicaid for low-income people. House Health Care Appropriations Committee Chairman Matt Hudson notes that unlike the past few years, there are no spending cuts to Medicaid.
Members, there are many things to be proud of in this budget. First, we fully fund the Medicaid program to serve an anticipated 3.7 million Medicaid beneficiaries. No category of Medicaid eligibility is eliminated or reduced. No provider rates are reduced below current fiscal year levels.
But that doesn't appease Democrats. Republican legislative leaders continue to oppose expanding Medicaid with money offered by the federal government, despite bills to do so filed in both chambers. It's a sore subject in the legislature, as evidenced by this back and forth between House Minority Leader Perry Thurston and Hudson.
Representative Padford indicated that he believed that there was not any desire to expand or accept any money for health care expansion in this budget. Is there any desire to accept the health care expansion for this budget?
Chair Hudson, you recognize?
If you're asking me if there is a desire to expand Medicaid and is that reflected in this budget, the answer is no.
Perceived disparities between how the state funds public defenders and state attorneys may become a budget sticking point as the budget process moves forward. As has historically been the case, the defenders receive less money than the attorneys. It's a disparity that irks Tampa Democratic Representative Janet Cruz.
And I also want to mention and speak up for my public defender who I worked for a few years, who has an office staff of 210 employees. And they all work very hard. And the disparity in funding between the state attorneys and the public defender's office, I will never understand, and I feel that it's an injustice.
The Senate Appropriations Committee will take up its budget plans for the upcoming year Thursday. Once both chambers have voted on their bills, differences will be ironed out in conference committees. The budget is the only bill that must be approved before the legislature adjourns its annual lawmaking session. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.